In Rhode Island, among businesses cited for ignoring social distance warnings was Wonderland, a strip club where customers were still entertained last weekend. GameStop, the video game chain, drew an outcry from its employees as it instructed its thousands of stores to remain open and to counter closure requests by local authorities because, according to a staff memo, it believed it was classified as essential retail. In California, Tesla, the luxury electric car maker, temporarily defied Bay Area orders to shut down all non-essential business, keeping its 10,000 factory workers on the job. On Thursday, Tesla said it would suspend operations beginning on Monday. And in the Midwest, Uline, a major distributor of packaging materials and industrial supplies, kept its workforce going through the week, despite complaints from employees, including those crowded into its call centers, working side by side in cubicles. Nothing really changed, one employee said. It's just nerve-wracking. Employees received an email Thursday from the owners of the $5.8 billion company and big donors to Republican causes, thanking them for their efforts and saying that the White House called upon us twice with huge orders this week. The same day, a manager at one Uline call center sent a note to employees. If you or family members are under the weather with cold or allergies or anything aside from COVID-19, it read, please do not tell your peers about the symptoms and your assumptions. By doing so, you are causing unnecessary panic in the office. But plenty of Americans voluntarily ventured into the germ-stained world to pass time. While the major casinos in Las Vegas and Atlantic City shuttered early the week, those in Central California promised increased cleanliness, a tricky sell in a world of playing cards and slot machines. They folded one by one. One announced suddenly on Friday that it would close that night. Valley View Casino near San Diego planned to make it until Sunday night, but closed on Friday too, along with several casinos in Florida. With so many indoor places closed, no malls, no movies, millions tried to escape outdoors, sometimes creating their own crowds. Sidewalks were jammed around the Tidal Basin in Washington, D.C., as people came to see the cherry blossoms.